In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain.
It's true.
Baby, I'm back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Few minutes past 2 p.m. If you're on the stream, I'm going to show you the Dave's Faves box of chocolates from Bissinger's. We have Dan Abel here, who has just become a part of the show, part of the family. We just love Dan. He and his family did this. It was their idea. And what we did is Andrew and I went into the Bissinger's down kind of on the hill where they make the candy. And we had a really good time picking out the truffles. I probably picked out 5 of them. And then Andrew picked out 2 of them, which were really good to put in there because I would not have picked these. And then Dan, who's in studio right now, gave us the okay. He liked this. And they did everything. They designed it. They obviously made the chocolates. They boxed the chocolates. And we're now selling them at Bissinger's and at Bissinger's.com. They're $20 a throw. Good price. Great Christmas gift, especially for a DGS fan. And the whole $20 goes to Operation Food Search because Dan is a mensch and because his family are so philanthropic. Thank you, my brother. So nice.
You're welcome. We're so excited for this.
Tell us what went into it. Like, I'm holding this box. Like, you made this. Like, what goes into this?
Well, I mean, the hard part, you did all the hard part. You picked out the pieces. There was like 60 pieces in front of you. You had to narrow it down to 7.
So I really am the hero, aren't I?
I give you all the credit. You are the hero in this one right here. But the team has been so excited. They've heard about it, you know, us talking about the radio, and they've been asking, and, you know, we wanted to get it perfect. We wanted to get the creative perfect. So, from when we talked about it to today to launch it. And so there's been so much chatter. So I personally delivered the one out to 2 of the stores today. And then the other stores delivered. So it was kind of like this exciting thing where we talked about it. We sent an email out to everybody. And then we set the launch email for it to go online. And then we have a big newsletter going out. And our goal, I want to sell out everything we made. I want to sell it out today.
Yikes.
That's the goal.
Wow.
So we're selling. This is going nationwide on our text database. So we're hoping that not only, you know, patrons in St. Louis and our retail, but they see it online, and they just, because the proceeds are going to such a great cause, why not? And
why
I
not?
Just think that's, I think that's the, you know, if I saw this as a consumer, first of all, it's an awesome chocolate selection, and, you know, it's a great price point, and it's, you know, it's the gift giving season. Like, to me, this would be a no brainer. So we're hoping that, I hope that when I get back to the factory, because the email and text goes out in about 15 minutes, I hope we're just out of stock and then I have to like scramble.
That's
to
awesome.
Go put back on the production schedule. That's what I love at the holidays.
Andrew, you were my partner in this the whole way. What do you think?
I'm really proud of it. Really proud of it. I feel like we made a great selection, and, you know, I never get, there's nothing that we do that I'm more proud of than the Operation Food Search stuff.
Amen.
And being able to bring in like a company with the pedigree like Bissinger's and have them be involved in it and have Dan be so enthusiastic about coming with us on this journey and putting all this together. It's just, it's been a blast. It's so fun.
Rach, you've been with me almost the whole time that we've been doing Operation Food Search. What has this meant to you to be involved in this?
Well, I mean, over the past, it's been 8 years now. It just feels like, at this point, Operation Food Search is just very associated with Christmas. And I feel the same way with Bissinger's at this point, too. Last year, you know, we did the factory tour, and that was so fun. And then I wanted to get, like, some family members some Bissinger's stuff for Christmas. So that was, you know, part of the Christmas list. And this year, trying to shop local, so I'll be doing the same thing. And I don't know. It's just, it's nice to... Like I said earlier in the show, it's always nice when you can kind of like habit stack and it's like, okay, I not only do I get to buy a gift and it's delicious chocolates, it's also helping out, you know, people who need food. So, I mean, this is really cool. It's also been cool to just be like on social media today and then seeing little ads pop up for the Dave Glover Show chocolates. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I truly think this is the ultimate stocking stuffer because everyone's going to love it. And for kids, what a great teaching moment. Like, hey, kids, yes, this is great chocolate, but let me tell you what's behind this. What a great teaching moment for kids.
I agree. And I love, like, how it just brings in the collateral of the Dave Glover Show in the box. And it's funny, as I was typing it, like, you know, it's called Dave's Faves, and there's a little red squiggly mark under the every time I typed out the word faves today. Which is so, I think it's the most exciting that we made up a word for the product name.
Yeah,
it's very I said you're getting auto-corrected.
Yeah, we got very auto-corrected all day. I'm like, I don't think we could do it any other way.
It's very Gloverish.
Yeah, yeah. Very Gloverish.
Little red lines everywhere.
Yeah, a guy has his own box of chocolates and he makes up a word. So talk to me about Bissinger's right now. Is it just nuts?
It's nonstop. So, I mean, between the warehouse distribution center and production, we're going about 20 hours a day, which is typical of this time of year. Somehow in between all of this, we snuck in four new boutiques. So we started in Palm Beach, Florida in September, and then New York City, Nashville. And then just yesterday, we opened up in Key Biscayne in Miami at the Ritz.
Of course you did. Because why wouldn't you?
I know. And then I promised everybody, my wife, family, no more stores until 2026. And for a second, they're like, oh, okay. But then they're like, wait a second, that's like 20 days away. Yeah. I'm like, aha! So more are coming, but not until.
You just got to start taking them with you on your business trips.
Sometimes they go. But it's still like, you know, I have young kids and there's so much going on, you know, between the facts. So there's a lot of moving parts, but I would say the most excited I've been. We've talked about this, you know, before. And just from a... you know, gaining new customers and the stories we're hearing. I mean, I was at Nashville a couple times in the last few weeks, and I saw some girl walking the mall, and her head just twitched, and she goes, "This is my Bissinger's Frontenac. What are you, Nashville?" I said, "This is our first day open." She goes, "Oh my God, I'll be right back." And she went to lunch and came back and bought a couple decorated boxes of cookies and some bear claws, and she's like, "This is my store. I moved down here 2 years ago, and I grew up going to Frontenac." And so that was so cool.
Super cool.
And we've heard that a few other times too, from whether it's New York or that. So just kind of that St. Louis presence now going to other states, but then also, you know, creating new customers for Bissinger's outside, as well as what we do with our online catalog and, you know, retail partners.
Yeah, I'm looking at the best Bissinger's website right now, Dan. I'm wondering about the chocolate gooey butter cake. Like, how well does that do outside of St. Louis?
Good question.
And what's that like, you know, manufacturing that as opposed to the chocolates?
So, funny story. About 10 years ago, I'm good friends with Josh Allen, the owner of Companion Baking Company. And I was trying to come up with a gift that I can give. Most of my customers about 10 years ago were other candy companies. Before we bought Bissinger's, we did a lot of behind the scenes truffle manufacturing for other candy companies. And so I was like, I can't go send a box of chocolates, but I want to use our chocolate for something. And so he made this prototype of a chocolate gooey butter cake, and I sent it out to people as gifts. And everybody went crazy over it. They're like, oh my God, where can I buy this? I'm like, no, I just made it for you. Like, that doesn't exist. And then years later, we bought Bissinger's, and I was trying to find some other great, great things. So I was like, hey, Josh, would you ever want to commercialize this and make this? He's like, yeah, let's do it. So we used it with Bissinger's 60% dark chocolate. 99% of them sell online. And out of the 99%, we sell a little bit in the stores, but out of that 99% that sell online, 90% outside St. Louis.
Really? So interesting.
Yeah, and we have really built a following on the chocolate gooey butter cake. We ship it flash frozen, so by the time it gets to you, it's like perfect. And we only ship it like on certain days, so it's not in transit over the weekend. But I mean, it's in the thousands a year. So it's actually, it's really built up. And we've tried other things with him, different cookies and cheesecake, you know, as we tried to kind of expand the bakery collection. But it's that chocolate gooey butter cake that has a huge like following.
Rach, you have two of those peppermint deals?
Just one, but would you like me to get it out?
I would just love one of you to open it so that we can, because it's not just peppermint bar candy, correct?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a cookie.
Peppermint cookie bar.
Okay, I just want to show people that.
So what we were trying to come up with years ago, you know, Bissinger's had a peppermint bark, and of course it was made with Bissinger's chocolate, but we're trying to make it more special and more fun and more unique, and so we do so many decorated sandwich cookies enrobed in chocolate. And I was like, let's do cookies. And so it was like, let's add a cookie topping. And my gosh, we don't always get this lucky, but this was like a 10X from the year before of
That's
just adding the cookies.
That's gotta be so cool. When you think something up and you do it and it...
Yeah, I mean, I don't bat 1,000 though. So it just all kind of averages out. I can tell you about all the times I've done that and be like, hey, what about this? Then we went, you know, negative 10X. So it's this was one of the stories that I certainly like to tell though. Yeah, so it's candy cane topping, the crushed up cookies, and then that white chocolate and dark chocolate are swirled together. And it's, I mean, you could eat that whole thing and you wouldn't feel guilty. It's just, it's that good.
Let's see about that, Rach. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a little sad to open this because the packaging is so beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yummy.
So when do you relax? Like, do you get any time after Christmas?
Sundays. You know, a couple hours on Sunday.
Somebody tells me you don't fully relax on Sundays, though.
I try. You know, you go right into Christmas to Valentine's to Easter, and we have a really, really packed first two quarters next year. We're going to try to do the impossible with new retail store growth. So I'm thinking midsummer next year should be kind of like the calm moment, but we'll see.
Speakeasy, what are you thinking?
So I've had, so that was a silly thing on my part to think it would be done so, because we ordered a lot of custom antique mirroring and glass and some custom things to it to make it really special. And then, you know, as we put the orders in, they're like, oh yeah, don't worry, we'll have it really soon. I'm like, great. And I'm like, what's really soon? 12 weeks. I'm like, wait a second. So we did like a little, you know, behind the scenes pre-party for the family, and it really, but it's only about 2/3 done. So to get it to 100%, I'm hoping January, because like we're excited for the cafe is really doing well. So the next chapter is starting to book the birthday parties and events in the event room. And then kind of the third one is the speakeasy.
Okay. So here it is again. The Dave Glover Show, Operation Food Search, Truffles, Dave's Faves. And everyone loves Bissinger's, but I just have to say, and all the guys feel the same way, we love the Bissinger's family. Dan and his siblings and everyone has just been so great to us. It's a great thing you're doing. You're going to feed tens of thousands of kids.
Think about this. Bissinger's is over 350 years old, and there has never been that created.
That's
you
right.
You created that, and it's the first of its kind.
Man. Love it. Thank you, Dan.
And Andrew helped. Thank you.
Several of my friends text me during the show asking if I'm sick because my voice is raspy. And I was just talking to Rach about this. And this is not a Dave thing. This is a DGS thing. I'm sure an everybody thing. But just what we do for a living is so weird. And, you know, like, what a weird job. It's our job to entertain people 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. But you can only talk, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no juggling. There's no cooking. Like, you're just talking. And about this time every year, I start to wear down. And, like, I was telling my boss last night, like, you start to
feel the bottom of your rusty creative bucket. And like yesterday, I was like kind of giving the guys crap because they weren't reacting well enough to me. And I went home and I'm like, why are you mad at them? You know, just be better. But this is a time of year when we start to wear down. I start to wear down and you're just kind of heading for the finish line, which is the 19th for Operation Food Search and the last live show of the year with everyone included. And but there's you'll get this, Wheels, being an athlete. There's something kind of fun about that. There's something about the fourth quarter where you're like, okay, boys, suck it up. Here we go.
It's no, yeah, inning. you know the finish line's near.
We're down by three runs.
It's like that in anything, right? Your last set, you know, in the gym, your last mile of the race, your last, you know, the last 5 minutes of a game, the last inning in a baseball game. You know, you're almost done. You know, the hard part may still be in front of you, but it's not going to last very long.
Yeah. Good way to put it.
Yeah.
Good way to put it. Do you guys see, being in radio, did you see the Gene Simmons thing?
No, what's he up to?
So, Gene is a money whore. He just is. I've met him. He admits it. He just, everything about him is making money. And he got some sort of a designation from the president. Oh, the Kennedy Awards was given to KISS.
Yep.
And then he was in the Oval Office, I think, the next day. And he is leading a charge to charge radio stations way more money to use music, which really surprised me because I've always known that, like, we pay, is it AppScam or something like that?
ASCAP. And there's a BG, no, I fill out the reports for them, but I can't think of the name of it.
So it would be billions more per year.
Interesting. It
BMI.
Seems like it would only serve to hurt radio and not really help artists that
I think
much.
You'd have a lot of radio stations going away from music.
Right. Like, why not go after the streaming services?
Yeah.
That's where people can get your music on demand. Radio, it's more like, hey, we're exposing people to...
Well, that was the point of radio. Whoever speaks for radio came out with a statement saying, you wouldn't have a dollar if it weren't for radio.
If it weren't for free promotion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's completely free promotion for you guys. We're already paying some company for something. You're getting some of it. But yeah, Gene Simmons, they want real money.
Good luck.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What radio station
you wanna, is you want to kill music radio? That'll do it right there.
Yeah, that's...
And then that's no funny. More free... You know, when you think about, too, like, their royalties on a song played on Spotify or Apple are just minuscule. Like, each time it's played, it's less than a penny that they get.
Yeah, why not talk to Spotify? Talk to Apple Music.
Because at least those are services that are paid for. Nobody's paying to listen to the radio.
I think it's because Gene Simmons is like 80 years old and doesn't know what Spotify is.
No, I do think there's a truth in there that musicians have gotten raw deals throughout the course of music history. Record labels have screwed them over. People that get credit for writing maybe only wrote a little thing, but they take the credit or they get, and you know, how many of these artists do we see didn't even have the rights to their own music for generations? That's been that way. Like, I get it, but taking the one place where you get free publicity away seems like a bad idea.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
On KMOX, I just texted Maureen and said, you better go buy the DGS chocolate because Dan thinks it's going to sell out really quick. Showing it on the stream right now. $20 for Dave's Faves, 7 truffles. Beautiful packaging, as Rach points out. We're both suckers for packaging. And a beautiful, beautiful gesture by the Abel family who owns Bissinger's, because they could, if they would have said, we're going to sell a few hundred boxes and we're going to donate 50% to Operation Food Search. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. They're not keeping a dime. They went through all this work and all the manufacturing and all the product, and they're giving every penny to Operation Food Search.
So it's really cool.
Go to Bissingers.com right now. Rach, where's the click through for us?
Go to the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. We have a link there directly to the Dave's Faves box. And then, yeah, Bissinger's website, just search Glover and it comes right up. I let me just say one more thing about Bissinger's. Yeah. The packaging is beautiful. The chocolate is not going to disappoint you once you get the chocolate.
Oh,
it's one of
yeah.
those products where it's like from beginning to end, it's a wonderful treat. It's a wonderful thing to do for yourself or a loved one.
Yeah.
Just it's a nice gift. If you're considering it, I would say just please go ahead and do it. You're not going to regret it.
And shout out to on Pattison Avenue, they have a retail store where you can just go in and buy the stuff in person. And you can also shout out to the Oops chocolates that they have where it's like discounted, misshapen stuff. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can't go in there without getting several bags of those, as you all probably noticed in my bag earlier today.
Yeah, you're a big fan of the Oops section.
I love them.
I was just telling the guys that Phoebe, I think, is coming home tomorrow for her Christmas break, and Wheels was asking me about her finals, and it made me think, I don't know if you guys were like this, but do you remember doing the math on what you needed to get on the final to get like a C or an A? Like I was always looking for a C, but like, okay, I need to get an 85 to bring it up to a 79 or whatever it is. Like, am I the only loser in here?
I didn't even have a good enough grasp of math to understand what I would need.
Even that was too much of an equation.
Yeah.
For you.
I'm like, I think I need a billion.
Rach, I figured like you got straight A's.
No, I didn't get straight A's. I was not the best studier, but I was smart enough to where like I would retain a lot just from sitting in class, but I didn't spend a lot of time studying, which I wish I could just go back and shake myself and be like, yeah, you know, this would help a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I get to college, you know, I was able to like apply those skills a little better.
I don't know if you relate to this at all, Rach, but like I, you know, we both went to community college. And I felt like when I was doing that, I was hearing all these stories about my friends who were having all these incredible time at, you know, universities away or whatever. And I felt very pressured to try and make the most out of my own, you know, little tiny living at home community college college experience.
In fairness, you did see an alien mummy.
So an alien, yeah. Well, no, that was many, many years before that. That was when I was a wee boy.
All right.
Which vindicated, by the way, we proved that.
Yeah,
I did get.
I don't remember how.
I'm sorry. I thought you were asking me about high school. I did not make straight A's in high school. I got mostly A's in college.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I don't know. I'm not gonna bring this up, but I seem to remember.
I'm assuming you did too.
Good. What's that?
Got straight A's.
High school. Yeah, pretty close. Pretty close to a 4.0. Job in high college was to keep the scholarship. Like, so I'd have grades that would keep the
academic scholarship.
Yeah, it did.
Daughters of the American Revolution.
Somehow I was somewhat smart. I don't know what happened.
Daughters of the American Revolution. You're a boy, Wheels.
I had no idea. My brother got that scholarship. And everyone, when they heard, even my parents, like,
what are we talking
about? Do they know you're a boy?
There's a scholarship like that?
Yeah, it's so the foundation is Daughters of the American Revolution. Apparently boys can get it too.
Okay.
Or they thought he was a boy or a girl, which... Many have made that mistake.
Yeah.
When I got my scholarships at Wash U, one of them was in a guy's name. And I went to a dinner at what is now Capitol Grill in Clayton with him and his family. Like, all the scholarship kids were there with their donors.
Oh, all right.
Ned Lemkemeyer, who was at Bryan Cave. Great dude. And I never had a mixed drink. And I got behind a guy who ordered a Tanqueray and tonic. I'm like, give me one of those. And I was wearing a JCPenney suit with a clip-on tie. And about halfway through the dinner, Ned goes, you weren't going to clip-on tie over there? And I'm like, yes, sir. And he's like, you have no idea how much I love that. It's really sweet. Because he knew I was, you know, from humble background.
And that's probably why he did what he did.
Yes.
And you said, Ned, maybe it's the Tanqueray talking.
I don't know if it's the Tanqueray or the tonic.
You are one magnificent bastard.
That was cool, though. DGS Happy Hour, who wants to go first?
I can go first. I have a story ready for
Take
you.
It.
Okay, so researchers at MIT have started developing this methodology for guiding dreams towards specific themes. And they say that they're doing this, like, you might ask yourself, well, what is the point of that? They say the first reason is to facilitate personal introspection and opening up new avenues for exploring the mind. Sure. And then there's also, you know, possibilities as far as therapy, which I think is great. Like, if, let's say you're a former military, you're struggling with like PTSD or something. If you could control your dream and heal somehow in that dream or work some things out, awesome. This is all very well and good. I'm glad this is happening. The problem is advertisers have heard about this technology and they're trying to get in on the ground floor. So companies like Burger King, Xbox, Coors, they're all very interested in this technology because they want to be able to advertise to you in your dreams.
Unbelievable. How did I did not see that coming. I've never had that thought before.
Is there no line that places won't cross?
Evidently not.
I mean, this is a good question, Wheels. What I had written down on the sheet was like, what is the point of, does this do anything for anyone living in an actual society? No, it's just to sell trash for the advertisers. It doesn't help human beings in any way. And yet we all just go like, well, you know, they're just trying to make money. And so we just excuse it away. No, you should be like publicly shamed for even suggesting something
that
like
you're going
to
go
it's
into
so
people's
ridiculous.
Minds.
Yes.
Like, it's one thing if you're just going to post stuff on a passive outlet, like on a television set or it's a billboard or it's a radio commercial. Like, that's fine. We all seemed, I mean, I agree with all that. That's fine. You stay out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't need to be, we don't need inception or you're going to plant thoughts in my mind while I'm asleep. That's just, I don't know. That feels very much like a violation.
Very much.
Like, yes.
I had on my sheet today, I wrote down dream thinking because last night, I'm going to be straight up with you guys. I went to bed at 7:30 p.m. and got up at 7:30 a.m. I was just so done. And I was awake a lot. For some reason, I've been peeing like 8 times a night, which means I dream a lot. And I remember my dreams because I'm like coming in and out of them all the time. And last night, this morning, right before I got up, I had a dream that I was driving a blue car down the highway. You ever seen the beginning of The Shining when it's from above?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like
windy.
That. Yes. And Maureen was in the car with me, but I was viewing it from above. And I was thinking, oh, we should go to dinner tonight. Here's my point. For the first time in my life, I noted that I was thinking in my dream. As opposed to just stuff coming at you, you know, like, oh, my God, it's sex or it's a monster. Or it's, you know, and then you wake up or Burger King. But last night I was thinking, actively thinking in my dream and realized it. Have you guys done that before? It was a weird.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah. I've had that. I can remember recognizing that I'm in a dream when it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange sensation.
Yeah. Very strange.
Yeah. Usually for me, it happens on the ones where you're like, you're back in school. And, oh, no, I haven't been to class all semester. And then you're like, wait a minute. I've been in the real world for a long time, and I'm 50. I don't need to worry about this.
Isn't that the greatest feeling?
It is. It's pretty cool. Because in that dream, you're just like, ah, yeah, what? I don't have to worry about any of this.
Man, I have so many dreams that I'm in high school, finishing up high school, but I also work here. So I'll be like walking down the hall to my next class. I'm like, man, I got to do the show later.
Yeah.
Seems to be a universal thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I lived that. I had two classes. I had one in undergrad that, you know, again, floater. I was always playing the game of what's the last day to drop a class. And once I missed it and I had to go and I do terrible. And then another time in law school, Noel told Phoebe this story when she worked for him last summer that I didn't go to a class all year. It was my final semester. And I walked in and got a standing ovation because I was known for that. And then just took the exam cold. And I still have dreams. And you know what grade I got? I have no idea because I never got my third year grades. Mm-mm. I just figured, horses out of the barn. What are you going to do?
Sure.
So someone hired me. There you go.
Yeah, I get it.
Wheels got a happy hour topic?
Yeah. I mentioned this off the air, but I got to get it out of my head because Sean Duffy needs to kick rocks, man. So have you guys seen, I know I brought it up yesterday. He did a press conference yesterday where he's talking about what he can do to improve the airport experience for travelers. Now, keep in mind, this is the same guy that, what, maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago, was saying, you know what? We want people to dress up again when they travel. Wear a nice suit. You know, we used to dress up. We should do that more. And then yesterday he comes out, he's like, it'll be really nice to make the experience better for travelers. It's a little workout area where you can get your blood going, do some pull-ups or some step-ups at the airport. I'm like, wait a minute. So you want me to wear a suit and then to kill time, you want me to go do pull-ups in my suit? And also, who wants people working out before getting into a tube? Yeah, I want Stinky McStinkerton next to me, who just did a workout because he's bored. Like, do these people live in any kind of real world? Like, how did nobody say to Sean Duffy, that's stupid. That's a stupid thing to say. Nobody wants to work out at the airport. Nobody wants to be in an airplane with other people that are working out at the airport. And you're telling people to dress up and have and be nice and make it a thing. Well, nobody's going to work out doing those things. Do you even think your ideas through?
An example of there are such things as bad ideas.
Yeah, like, instead, hire more TSA. Do something that will actually make the experience better rather than just this nonsensical, well, you know, if you do some pull-ups, you'll feel better.
Shut off.
In my suit, I'll feel great.
Just F all the way off.
Yeah.
Welcome back, DGS.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm going to play you some sound of the president here. And if you guys listen to the whole show, you know that I typically only talk about the president once during the 4 hours. And I realize a lot of people out there love him, and I appreciate you letting me give my opinions. It's hard to avoid him because he's the biggest thing in the world, and he's 90% of the news. But this one just really struck me. And what you're going to hear is... Andrew put this together for me this morning, is a reporter from ABC asking the president, so you said that you would release the second strike on the drug boats, and he calls her a liar and says, no, I didn't, you're saying that. And then you'll hear where he actually said it a week ago. And then he goes off on her in a way that I just think is so completely inappropriate, and I think it's time that people started really calling him out for this. Go ahead, Rach.
You said you would have no problem with releasing the full video of that strike on September 2nd off the coast of Venezuela. Secretary Hegseth now says...
You said that. I didn't say that. This is ABC fake news.
Are you committed to releasing the full video?
Didn't I just tell you that?
You said that it was up to Secretary Hegseth.
You're the most obnoxious reporter in the whole place. Let me just tell you, you are an obnoxious, a terrible reporter. And it's always the same thing with you. I told you, whatever Pete Hegseth wants to do is okay with me.
Will you release video of that strike so that the American people can see for themselves what happened?
I don't know what they have, but whatever they have, we'd certainly release. No problem.
So, first of all, you're just wrong. You're demonstrably, provably wrong. And then to treat someone like that, and what I'm about to say, I just want to be clear. I'm not pulling the man card. I'm not trying to be bigger than I am. It's just that, like most men, I'm surrounded by strong women like Maureen and Phoebe and Rach and Trish and my mom. And someone has to stand up and say, first of all, be better. You're the leader of the free world. Don't be so easily poked. Secondly, don't talk to people like that. Certainly not the press, certainly not strangers. And thirdly, stop talking to women like that. It is not gone unnoticed by me that you don't talk to white guys like that, but you'll certainly dress down a woman, and if she happens to be a woman of color, that's even better. Just stop it. It's not okay. It's not human, and it's certainly not presidential. Thoughts? Rach, you first.
Yeah, I mean, this, we've seen him speak to reporters, in particular female reporters, like this over and over again. He thinks that it is okay for him to disparage someone as they're trying to work. You just said, you know, you're the president, don't be so easily poked. I wouldn't even really call that a poke. It's a question. Yeah. It's a follow-up
question. A question about something you said 3 days before.
Very basic part of your job.
Yeah,
it's answering like a question that's been posed to you. It's not like she was like, listen, dumbass, you said last week. Like, she wasn't being disrespectful to him. She was just doing her job, but he wants to go in and tell her she's, you know, all of these horrible things. Not to mention 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, calls a woman a pig as she's trying to do her job as a reporter. I mean, this is what we have now, folks. It's horrible. I definitely appreciate you saying something about it, Dave, but something tells me we're going to see much more of this over the next 3 years.
I just am living for the time that one of them has the guts to just talk right back to him and say, sir, you may be the president of the United States, but you don't speak to me like that. That is disrespectful. That is dishonorable. And you can't do that. I just want to see someone say that.
Well, I mean, I would agree with that. I think, number one, in life, you have to stand up for yourself.
But how humiliating to have to do that.
No, I get it.
I understand why they don't.
I get it, yeah, because they're worried about job security. Totally.
Because it's humiliating. It's, you know, making a scene. It's knowing that you're going to become a national story now.
Yeah.
That maybe you don't want to be. Maybe you just want to be able to do your job and go home at the end of the day.
No, I get it. But the alternative is that the bully keeps bullying. And the more disappointing part is not the individual. It's that the press corps doesn't stand up. It's that the next person doesn't just re-ask the same question. And everyone ask the same question until you get an answer. Like, that's how it should work. It should be a group of people that go, no, you don't get to do that. You said this 3 days ago. Here's the quote. So I restate the question. Are you going to do this? And then if he does the same thing, then the next person does it. And if he cuts it off, fine, then he's the bad guy and nobody just sit there and took it.
Yeah.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.